Technical translation. Terror of the civilian population. For the organization of terror, remote weapons of the emitting type are used. 75 years ago, the Second World War ended, and the Nazi concentration camps were closed, where people were tortured and killed. But today, in peacetime, a global planetary concentration camp has been organized on our planet, in which more than a quarter of the civilian population of different countries are subjected to terror and torture. At the beginning of the 21st century, the priority technologies are the means and methods of latent remote human exposure. A new weapon of a radiating type has been created. This weapon has many types and names: radiation, non-lethal, psychotronic, psychophysical, zombie, gene, climate, geophysical, ozone, and so on. But its essence is one and the same: the destruction of material objects and the manipulation of man and nature. Radiations of various types of these weapons remotely, covertly, and imperceptibly, silently strike the mind, psyche, physiology, and genetics of one person, a group of people, entire peoples, and countries. Weapons of radiation type in many countries are secreted in order to ensure state security. Scientists in many countries have repeatedly warned that the effect of radiation on a person leads to the pathology of his immune system, the suppression of will, and mental degradation. In resolutions of international conferences, they called on governments and scientists around the world to demand the adoption of an international convention on the prohibition of these weapons. The military authorities and power structures of various countries are interested in the development, production, and testing of radiation, psychotronic, means and weapons, with the help of which secret terror, psi terror, of civilians is organized. They need terror in order to reduce the world's population and create a controlled person, a mass citizen who has turned into an economic animal. In the civilian psychoterror, electromagnetic, ultrasonic, torsion, and other generators, special equipment, and biochemical agents are used. The purpose of terror is the zombie or destruction of a specific person by remote destruction of his health, damage to property, discrimination of an individual, deprivation of housing and sources of livelihood. On civilians, experiments are also being conducted to combat aging and death. The ruling elite is extremely interested in this. These problems, required by the authorities, solve scientific, industrial, and applied structures, public and private. They work with psi technology to fulfill orders of military, state, law enforcement, and other organizations, including criminal ones. Research structures have created a secret science business and use the civilian population, without his knowledge and consent, to test weapons. Researchers have made these target people prisoners of a modern world concentration camp and free living material for conducting experiments. The permissiveness of the researchers' actions turned secret experiments into sadistic torture, torture without touch. Impacts are carried out remotely, sources of exposure are difficult to detect. Sources of radiation, which remotely and negatively affect a person, are installed on the roofs of houses, in telecommunications and other buildings. For the installation of special equipment, internal communications of apartments, offices, conference rooms, courtrooms, polling stations, and transport salons are used. Search engines, helicopters, planes, satellites are equipped with radiation technology. At short distances, negative radiation can be transmitted through mobile phones. The massive negative impact of radiating means on the population is through electrical and radio networks and other communications of the rooms. Psychotronic stations are also used to control the population and mass control of the mind. Targeted processing using radiating means is applied to educated and intellectual citizens, opposition members, objectionable government officials, and other persons who are needed for certain purposes, usually criminal. For the targeted effects of radiating means on human, biochemical agents are used. These are biochips, drugs, special chemicals. They are introduced through food, water, household chemicals, etc. There are medical and remote methods for introducing biochemistry into the human body. High-intensity radiation damages various organs, causes burns, hallucinations and various diseases, such as stroke, heart attack, pulmonary edema, cirrhosis, cancer and other deadly diseases. In this case, the artificial killing of a person looks like a natural death. The website of the Moscow Committee for Housing Ecology provides numerous photographs of the results of physical torture of victims of psychoterror. These are wounds, burns, bruises, cuts, from exposure to radiating agents and weapons of a radiating type. To control a person and control the mind, zombies, two groups of resonant frequencies, and their first and second harmonics, are used, which are equal to the resonant frequencies of the human brain. For the left hemisphere of the brain, where the centers of the mind, speech, logic, analysis, RAM, are located, the resonant frequency is 1.8 MHz. For the right hemisphere of the brain, where the centers of the subconscious, feelings, emotions, long-term memory are located, the resonant frequency is 1.1 MHz. Using the appropriate selection of signals modulating these basic frequencies of action on the human brain, you can control feelings, emotions, memory, human speech, etc. Operator information or music, modulating brain frequencies, cause voices in the head of a person. When the signal intensity is below the level of perception, the message enters the subconscious of a zombie person who accepts the operator's message as his own thoughts. Thus, the operator manipulates the mind and controls the human mind. For successful manipulations, operators select energy, create insomnia, pain, cramps, artificial rape and artificially vaccinated diseases. Protection from controlling and controlling the mind is practically impossible, because the carrier frequency of the working signals is equivalent to the internal vibrations of the human brain. Man needs to strengthen his own biofield. Working with the mind is used to obtain ownership and make decisions necessary for the manipulator. A zombie man takes the operator's thoughts for his thoughts and performs the actions necessary for the manipulator. On behalf of the manipulator, he can donate an apartment, property, lay out the necessary amount of money, sign any contract, conclude a transaction that is not beneficial for himself. If the manipulator needs an explosion, fire, shooting, or any crime, then the zombie that he manipulates clearly fulfills all his orders. Using emitting means and radiation weapons, it is easy to control zombie people, hold power, declare war, destroy unwanted politicians and civilians, create criminals and terrorists. Extrajudicial terror of civilians violates all democratic principles, all international and state legal laws. Hiding behind experiments in bioinformation technology, researchers secretly manipulate the mind, psyche, physiology and genetics of people and provoke the degradation and destruction of the population. The European Parliament has recognized the dangers of physical, psychological and any human manipulations, especially with the use of weapons. In Resolution A400/05/1999, he calls on the European Union to bring new technologies of non-lethal, radiating, weapons into line with existing international conventions, paragraph 23, and calls for a global ban on any form of human manipulation, paragraph 27. The manipulation of the minds of the population contributes to the growth of corruption, international crime and terrorism. Terrorism around the world will not stop until the means of manipulating the human mind are banned. Radiant weapons are universal and, by the results of their use, they are comparable to nuclear weapons and are weapons of mass destruction, WMD. The use of weapons of mass destruction of civilians should be seen as genocide, as a war crime against humanity. In order to prevent and eliminate these violations, the UN needs to adopt the Convention on the Prohibition of Radiant Weapons as weapons of mass destruction.